You're listening to the audio production of Memory Making Mom, Building Traditions That Bring Life Into Your Home by Jessica Smart, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jamie Paul. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit thomasnelson.com/p/mom audio.
To Todd, I'd marry you again in a heartbeat. And to Sam, Ty, and Ellie, my three greatest gifts. Before you listen to this book, dear new friend, recently I gave a little talk on the topic of traditions. Afterward, a mama approached me, choking back tears. She'd had a rough childhood, and the idea of building beautiful traditions with her young family seemed impossible. By the time I finished encouraging her, another overwhelmed mom cornered me. She said, "My kids are 1 and 3, and our life is a zoo. How in the world can I do all of this stuff?" I tried to encourage these mamas, but I was shaken. I don't want a book that paints this unattainable picture of supermoms and Miss Perfects. I want the everyday mom, you there. You with the oatmeal-crusted bowls in the sink and the snotty-nosed toddler and the husband working late. You from a broken home and a lonely neighborhood. You, the real moms. I want you to love this book. So before we start, hear me. This is a book of suggestions, not a must-do manual. You can't do them all, nor should you. Every family is different. No family's traditions are the same. I'm going to throw out a lot of ideas in this book. No one could ever do all of them. And I assured that young mama that I was certainly doing very few of them when I had 2 toddlers at home. When you are tempted to despair, "I could never do all this. My home will never look like this," then promise me you'll try something. Just one thing. Try saying, "We can't do it all, but we can make our own beautiful memories." Say it aloud, just for practice. "We can't do it all, but we can make our own beautiful memories." Sweet, memory-making mom, that is my hope for you. I hope this book reminds you just how beautiful it can be when families make memories together. I hope that some of these treasured memories become traditions, repeated and longed for year after year. And on the days when you feel like you've got the gumption to make a new memory, to start a new tradition, may this book be the first place you turn. Memory making right alongside you, Jessica. P.S. For quick reference, you can find most of the specific traditions I mentioned throughout the book, plus many more, in the 200-plus Great Memory Making Ideas section in the accompanying PDF. And be sure to check out my best memory-making resources at www.smartereachday.com/memory-making-mom-resources. And that's smarter with 2 T's. Chapter 1. The Worst Day. The Best Gift. You Are What You Remember. Sally Clarkson. 3 years ago, on a beautiful Sunday in June, we nearly lost our son. For all of the scheming, controlling, and protecting I have done for his entire life, this time, the worst time, it was my fault. Me, the mom. My fault he had an allergic reaction requiring 4 EpiPen injections. My fault we rode in the ambulance. My fault we spent 2 days in the ICU. I was the one who made his oatmeal, made the other oatmeal, confused them, didn't watch. There was a lot of guilt, so there was a lot of fear. So much fear. A large load of it, as you'd imagine, over things like, how do we actually go on? How do we live knowing one single bite of the wrong food could do this? There was something else, though. Late that evening, I sat in the hospital recliner, feet tucked under me, listening to the beeps and hums of medical equipment. I watched his little sleeping chest rise and fall rhythmically. Thank you, Jesus. In the first dark calm of the whole horrible day, a different kind of fear swept over me. It was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?